Hi, everybody. It's Dawn from Out of the Spiritual Closet with Dawn and the Angels and the Akashic. And for today, I wanted to drop in with a little tip, suggestion on how to work with the angels. So many of you may know my business is Angels in the House Party. And I came up with that name because that's where I started, with angels and talking to the angels and getting healing and love from the angels. And then I started doing house parties with the angels. So in an effort to full circle to my roots, because I've been playing with all kinds of wonderful new quantum energies and technologies, and I'm an Akashic Records master healer now. Been working on all this stuff like the past 3 years. But I wanted to come back full circle to the angels, because I just adore the angels. The angels, I am close to them because of my religious upbringing. I was brought up Catholic. But the angels' connection is so much more than a religion, because angels are non-denominational. They're universal. The angel energy is a divine energy that we can all tap into. You may not know how right here and now, but I'm telling you, you can tap into the angel energy too. And so the reason that we tap into the angel energy is to help nurture ourselves a little bit, heal ourselves, give ourselves some comfort, some salve for our soul when we might need it. For me personally, I had a health journey, besides lots of mental health journeys, but I had a physical health journey. And that's where I found the angels just to be just so extra supportive and sweet. Because when you're going through either any kind of journey that's disturbing to you, whether it's, you know, physical or mental, a health crisis or a mental health crisis, you know, they're huge, right? And we're looking for answers and we're looking for support. And sometimes we just need to be seen and to be comforted, right? And so that's what I love the angels for. So without further ado, I wanted to give you a few little tips on how you can work with the angels. So let's talk about some different angels and how you can start to work with them. And I'm just going to give you a few today, just to start with and start enjoying the energy of them. And so one of the first angels that is really working with the collective very intensely in the past 20 years I know of, and probably before that as well, is Archangel Michael. He is a warrior. He is a protector. I always call Archangel Michael the big bouncer in the sky, because I have utilized Archangel Michael's energy to clear the crap out of my life when I've got some really crappy things going on, or maybe when I need some protection. And I like to call him the bouncer because he once came to me in a dream and he just looked like a bouncer to me, big and burly, and was there to protect me, right? His signature color is blue. There are shrines to him all over. He is the patron saint of police officers. And for any of my local people in the Tarpon Springs area, I am sharing a photo of a statue of Archangel Michael that was empowered with his energy. This is from the St. Michael Shrine in Tarpon Springs, Florida. So if you're ever in that area, Tarpon Springs, St. Michael Shrine on Hope Street. I have gone there for hope many times. But Archangel Michael is a protector. So let's find a situation where he could be helpful. Maybe you have to work late hours and you're coming home late at night and you might get a little nervous out there on the road. You could call upon Archangel Michael to protect your physical being, to protect your vehicle, to get you safely from point A and point B. How would you call him in? The same way you're going to call any of the angels in. You're going to take a few seconds, slow down your breathing. get centered in your heart space. And it's good to do counts of five in and out, breathing in for five, four, three, two, one, and then out for five, four, three, two, one, because it actually starts to reset your nervous system. And then probably if you're calling Archangel Michael in, you might be a little tense and a little uptight. And then with the angels, you may feel them coming around you, tingles in your crown, down your arms, the hairs on the back of your neck, or you just might feel a warm embrace feeling. If you're a seer, you may see colors. For me, it's a beautiful white light. When the angels are around, I can feel them coming into my auric field. But stand or sit, get your feet grounded, feeling really firm on the ground, taking those slow breaths, invoking the name of the angel that you want and your intention stated clearly. Archangel Michael, please help me to get home safely without any interference, XYZ. Thank you very much. You know, I like to always put my blessings in there. Thank you. I appreciate you. Thank you for the love, the support, whatever. It's a reciprocal relationship. Yes, they will come and help you, but like any friend that comes and helps you, you want to be polite and respectful. You don't have to be, but for your true essence and your true healing, you know, you're expressing that gratitude. That gives us that transactional back and forth. So first angel we mentioned was Archangel Michael. Another favorite angel of mine is Archangel Raphael. Archangel Raphael is a healer, both for mental and physical. His color is primarily a green. You may feel it, sense it, see it as a emerald green, a peridot kind of green. For me, the color is a little lighter. I wouldn't say it was earth colored. I'd say a little lighter, but everybody's different and your perception of colors and energy is different. So we're all unique. So I'm giving you some framework, but your individual experience may be different. Archangel Raphael can help you to heal. Once again, same process, grounding your feet, setting your intention, doing those slow breaths in your heart. State the intention, call upon the specific angel. And something I want to remind you to always do is to call out for the true and authentic light being. There are a lot of energies, and we want to be tapping into true source, true light. Okay. So just keeping that on there. So Archangel Raphael is a healing angel. You can invoke his energies to help you heal yourself and others. We have free will. So you, the other person, if you're sending energies to the other person, whether it's a prayer, it's an intention, or an energy send, they have free will. You don't want to do that without permission, right? If someone has given you carte blanche permission to send them good intentions and energy, then they've already bought into it. If you are doing it trying to manipulate a situation, it doesn't work. And I'll cite an old story. A friend of mine, her friend was ill with a serious cancer. And she said, "Can I pray for you? Can I send energies to you?" And the friend said, "No, I am ready to transition. No, thank you." So she didn't do that. She honored what her friend desired, but she sent energies for her family and for her transition to be smooth. And so that was a great utilization of free will, right? I want to help you because you're my friend. Thank you. I'm fine. So, okay, how can I support that person, their family in that? So I thought that was a really great way to do that. There are many more angels to play with and work with. Another angel that I love to invoke is Archangel Shamuel. And Shamuel is, to me, it is a yellow energy. It is also a healing energy, but it is a connection energy with source, with others. I actually even have a spray right here from a local bookstore, Archangel Shamuel spray. And on this spray, it says he's the angel of relationships. To connect with him and amplify the blessings and well-beings in the relationships. So relationships on all levels, spiritual and physical levels. So that's Archangel Shamuel. There are so many just divine beings that we can start connecting with in this beautiful time on planet Earth. So I would like you to just know a little bit about how to do that. If this is something you find interesting, please know that I will be hosting an angel workshop helping you to connect with your angels coming up in early May. So I will be having more information on that workshop. It'll be a one-day workshop held online. So I just wanted to give you a heads up on that. That will be lots of fun. I love going back and playing with the angels. And just another thought about the angels is, for me, the angels bring up a true inner child joy and essence. And when you're little, you believe, right? Most of us, not all of us, but a lot of us, believe in miracles, believe in Santa Claus and the Tooth Fairy and the magic that can happen. So working with the angels can help you with healing your inner child that believes, right? Maybe along the way, you stop believing in yourself, you stop believing in others, you stop believing in the world. The angels will kind of help to reignite that love for life again, and the love for the good in life, right? Because there can be a lot of hard parts of life. So for today, though, I just wanted to share about a little bit about the angels and let you know about my upcoming workshop in May. So if this is something you're interested in, please be sure to like and subscribe to these videos so you can be notified of the new and fun things coming up. So I hope that you have a great day, and I will be seeing y'all soon. Bye-bye.